Well, let's start to read this and see what happens here. A revelation of Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. On the rock of every man having a revelation himself of Jesus Christ, upon that rock I will build my church, and upon that rock alone the gates of hell shall not prevail. Inasfar as each of us do not have a revelation of Jesus, a seeing," that's what revelation means, "a seeing of Jesus that did not come by flesh and blood, but by the Father in heaven." If we don't have something that's come from heaven to our hearts that allows us to see Jesus, then the gates of hell will prevail in our lives. Our personalities and our attitudes and our actions will be constantly pushed to and fro. We'll be moody, we'll be up and down constantly. We won't exude Christ, we won't abide in Him, we won't bear the fruit of propagating His life and touching other lives. We can't do any of that if we don't have a seeing of our own hearts and eyes of the person of Jesus. You can read about Paul praying in Colossians 1 for this, for the saints. You can see it in Ephesians 1, you can see it in Ephesians 3, you can see it in Philippians 1. You can see over and over again that there's a heart cry of God's Spirit that we would have a seeing of the eyes of our heart to be able to know who Jesus really is, that He would touch us and change us on the inside. And Jesus said to Peter, "You're very blessed, Simon, son of Jonah. You're very blessed because what you just told me did not come from earth, it came from heaven. My Father Himself opened up your heart to be able to see me for who I really am. And because of that, and because of the church that I'm building where everybody will see me with the eyes of their heart, because of that, the gates of hell will no longer prevail on this ball of mud called earth. Because of that, Satan will no longer have dominion. The kingdom of darkness will be crushed because every man can see Jesus with his heart and experience the heartthrob of Jesus as he goes through his day, to feel the presence and the life of Jesus within, not just around him, not just with him, not just upon him, but from within him, that God would himself emerge the life of his Son in a spectacular way, and no longer would the gates of hell prevail as they had for generations.